200 years ago, eastern bluebirds were common in Virginia. Settlers would find their nests in the holes of trees. But the situation changed as farmers took down forests and non-native species arrived in America, cavity nesters that compete with bluebirds.
One of them was house sparrows, and another is the starlings. And those two species of birds are now the two most populous of all bird species in North America.
That's Clark Walter, a man who played professional basketball in Europe in his youth. He stands 6'6", but has great compassion for smaller creatures.
Bluebirds are tiny little things, and they just weren't winning the war against the starlings and the house sparrows.
Now retired from the Cleveland Zoological Society, Walter knew it was possible to help bird populations recover.
I've had some exposure with Indian condors into Venezuela or trumpeter swans in the state of Ohio, but I didn't know much about my own backyard.
So he became a master naturalist and built a trail through his Albemarle County neighborhood, putting up specially designed boxes for bluebirds. He turned his garage into a cozy workshop with a wood stove and more than a dozen antiques, including a cabinet with 125 tiny drawers that supplied a 19th century pharmacy.
They held different medicines, things like arsenic and turpentine and other sorts of things that we probably wouldn't want to take today.
Now they're filled with screws and nails he uses to build cedar bluebird boxes he sells for the cost of the materials. In his first year, he made 65 of them.
So the following year, I was building a couple hundred. And the next year, 400. And the next year, 600. And a couple years ago, 700.
Each comes with a pole and a baffle that protects the birds, their eggs, and babies from predators.
We love house cats, and we have one of them. But they take a heavy toll on the bird population in the billions. Also, snakes, raccoons, and bears.
Actually, there's no stopping the bears. Walter says they've destroyed 5 bluebird houses in the last 3 years in his neighborhood alone. Still, the birds are prolific, often raising 2 broods in a season, and sometimes 3 or 4.
You clear out the nest, and that prompts the parents to build a new nest, and it takes them a day or two. And then they lay another set of eggs and raise the young until fledging.
The bluebird population has grown more than 2% a year since the 60s. But Clark Walter plans to keep building boxes. He'll finish this year's batch at the end of November. Then it's on to his next project.
I have another little enterprise that I started called Captain Breck's Rum Cakes.
That's right. Like the birds, he's a productive guy. Next month, in the kitchen he shares with his sweetheart, Connie Friend, he'll bake, pack, and ship 1,000 cakes made with 20 cases of rum. In Albemarle County, I'm Sandy Houseman.